This is a test reel for the podcast. Do your best. Do an accent.
Hello.
No, you have to say, this is the Get an Effing Group podcast. Say it. Say it.
I'll say it in bong language.
Oh, bong ripper! Alright. I'm sorry. My throat seems to be inundated with mucus lately. Like the little baby I held, and he was so cute and he had a cough.
You keep on going on about that baby. You just keep on going on about the baby.
Talk about the baby.
I don't even know about the baby. John just... He comes up to me this morning after I called him to come over, and he ended up calling me at like 8 o'clock in the morning, and somehow I happened to be up. But he came over and he just started going on about this baby that he held. And he just keeps on talking about how it's so cute. It just brings out your really like fag side.
I hate you.
No, you don't. Liar. Okay, update. John Pauly now hates me. I think we might have to quit the show. Even though we're not being paid for the show, there's not really too much to quit. This is what, our first or second one?
Yes, you are now entering the ghetto podcast. We are using a Logitech microphone I got at Best Buy. And
it's
a free
amazing
program.
Amazing.
Yes, it's black, and it was $28.99. So, you know, I shelled out a pretty penny for this show.
Yeah, now you know.
Yeah. Oh, just so you, in case you didn't pick up, we're smoking marijuana. Yeah, see, that's what the listeners like to hear. We're very intelligent.
We're very intelligent.
Okay, our counselor...
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah,
know.
Our counselor at our school says we're within the top five, I believe
no,
it was.
Top 10.
Oh, there's 10?
I don't
there could not be 10
yeah
smart people at our school. Tell them at our school.
Okay, our school, we go to New Urban High School. It's an amazing school.
Yeah.
But of course, with everything amazing, there's always something corrupt and evil about it. Like, we have stair Nazis. We have stair Nazis. And we have salad bar Nazis.
Mr. Sanders.
He is our Nazi math teacher. Okay, he's not really Nazi. He's Christian, but that's close enough to Nazi, right? He is just such a horrible teacher. He does all these weird things, and it gets me confused, and I'm like, hey, I don't know how to do this. Even though I really do, because I just try to make it seem like I lack intelligence, like
because
most kids.
We're very intelligent.
We are. That's the point of this. We are very intelligent. Hold on, I need to go and smoke.
Yeah, see? I guess we're like the double-edged sword, because, okay, all the teachers talk to us, and they tell us everything, and I don't think they would ever suspect that...
They talk to us about everything, even the front office...
Let's not name any names, though.
We're not saying any names. Talk to us about how they may or may not have a drink in two Long Island iced teas.
Yes, and felt like they were going to die.
Yeah, got a little two-bit tipsy. Two-bit tipsy?
I think that's the show's first official slang term, two-bit tipsy.
That should be the first show's name, two-bit tipsy.
Yeah,
that's
oh.
This episode's name.
And I have to say, making a podcast is so fun because it's so easy. As long as you have a fucking microphone and a computer and...
And somehow we always think of something to say.
I know. Well, okay, see, this isn't the first episode, this is technically the second, because the first one we did was last night, but that's really shitty.
But then again, we can't just choose the first one to be our first podcast. It has to be something great, you know. Which...
Well, yeah, but see, what if we give them something great the first time and then the rest of them are shit?
Okay, yeah. So we're just going to give this to you, and whatever it is, you can decide.
Thank you. Now, that'd be cool if anyone wants to donate $10,000, we can buy a studio with professional microphones and a soundproof room, right, Jenny? That'd be great.
That would be, because then the cops wouldn't be able to hear the bong.
Yeah.
And we would be able to make an amazing radio show for you guys. It's going to be great. It's going to be awesome. We'll have a party.
Yeah.
You're all invited.
We're not telling you where we live, however.
No, no.
You know what we could do? We could arrange a fan meeting at the Clackamas Town Center.
We'll have a signing.
Yes.
And we'll have t-shirts that say, Get an Effin' Clue.
So they have to, like...
No, that's big marketing.
No. Okay, yeah. So... Oh, sorry. I just, like... ended this audio one and started a new one.
What do you mean?
Because I was paranoid that they couldn't hear us good enough. So, I mean, we're still going. They're not going to hear, like, a pause.
Yeah, so...
And now we just... We just ruined our editing miracles by telling them.
Shit. Yeah. Don't tell anybody. This is like a Bush's Baked Beans secret, alright?
The fuck does that even mean?
It means that Butch isn't supposed to tell the recipe. Come on.
That's so rich. I never watched TV. I would not know about that.
Gosh, I've beaten the dead horse.
What?
Never mind. You're making everything lose effect.
What are you talking about?
Okay, let's review a random CD that I pick up off John's floor, okay?
Okay.
Alright. Oh my gosh.
What?
I have just stumbled upon something that I did for John last year. I made him a crunk up my Kool-Aid mixer.
I love that mix. Oh my god.
Okay, wait, what's on this?
It's got Hamster Dance, it's got that Britney Spears I'm a Slave for You really cool remix thing. It's got Usher, yeah.
Oh, should we play something on it for our audience? So we can show them what was on the Crunk Up My Kool-Aid mix by DJ Wolfen.
Yeah, let's play a track off of the Crunk Up My Kool-Aid mix.
Yeah.
Get low, yo. Let me see you get low, yo. Let me see you get low, yo. Time's up, nigga, pass me another contestant. Whole move to the left if you ain't about fitting. I talked through three or four songs already. Looking at a nigga with your palm out. Bitch, I ain't even seen you dance. Twerk something, baby. Work something, baby. Poppin' pussy on the pole, do your thing, baby. Slide down that bitch a little bit, then stop. Get back on the floor, catch your balance, then drop. Now bring it back up, clap your ass like hand. I just wanna see your ass dirty dance. Then you ain't with them dirty game. And put it on the map like hey.
369, damn, she's fine. Hey. Woman, she can suck it to me one more time. And go, get low,
get low,
get low,
get low,
get low, get low.
We want y'all to just do this shit like this.
Bend over to the front, touch your toe, bout that ass up and down again.
Get low.
Bend over to the front, touch your toe, bout that ass up and down again.
Get low.
Bend over to the front, touch your toe, bout that ass up and down again.
Get low.
Bend over to the front, touch your toe, bout that ass up and down again.
Get low. 369, damn, she's fine. Woman, she can suck it to me one more time and go. Get low.
Sorry about that. That's a little technical. Bourgeois, we'll call it.
You.
Okay, wait. No, just now. My voice was overlapping my own voice. Okay, that door's closed.
Wait a second. Is it done?
Yeah, the song's over. Now we're talking. We're back to our podcast.
Oh, hi. Hi.
Yeah, it would be so bad on live television.
Yeah, we would.
It would be terrible. I should probably, maybe, should I turn up the mic volume more?
Yeah.
Okay. There we, anyway, what?
I don't know.
We're fucking, we're awesome though.
I want to watch Wayne's World. And John, I still want to watch the BFG, The Big Friendly Giant. It's an awesome movie. I encourage all of you to go out there and rent the
Jenny's
BFG
fucking,
from your local library.
Jenny's fucking dork.
Dude, that movie is so great. I watched it when I was little. It has good childhood memories. And you just think I'm stupid for it. You're so mean to me. You're so mean to me.
Try to unclog that.
I'll try. Even though you hate me.
Don't hate you.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Are you okay?
Mom! Mom.
Oh god, he's calling for your mommy.
Mom.
You can't. You're so lazy.
Can you get me a glass of water?
We're in the middle of our podcast. Oh yeah, this is what he uses his mom for.
Shut up. She deserves it. Mom!
See, oh, you
how about that glass of water? I'm so sorry. You know, maybe I would feel bad if she wasn't such a
pushover.
But you know, that's... Jenny's smoking up my new $21 microphone. Shut it. Can I put... Mom, if I don't get a glass of water soon, my throat's gonna shrivel up and fall out and I'll die.
John, you're such a whiner.
I know. That
will
works every time.
Ambulance?
It works every time, though.
Oh.
How high are you? Jesus.
I'm not here.
Can you just put that there for the time being? I'm trying to procure a glass of water.
Well, obviously, you're not getting it.
That is disgusting. You are disgusting.
You are a jerk face.
Jenny,
sticker.
We should start giving out t-shirts to say we ain't no Hollaback Girls on. Like that t-shirt?
Yeah, and it'll say get nothing clue, too.
Oh my god. Right there.
Yeah, dude.
Isn't that great?
That is great. Wait, John, here, tell him about your t-shirt.
Oh, I'm not gay. Anyway, okay, so last year, you know, our school's a special school, so they try to do special activities to make us kids feel special. So we're like, okay, kids, because we lack the funding to get official school t-shirts, we're going to make our own, and it'll be fun, and we'll have iron-ons and shit. It, you know, I mean, I made the best of it, though, because I referenced a Gwen Stefani song, which that'll always give you popularity.
You see, he is gay, folks.
Yay. Yay for me, okay? Because gay people are nicer.
Yeah, I know, but you see, okay, wait, no, he may be straight then.
Okay, wait, how am I not nice?
You were such a bitch.
When?
You were a bitch.
When?
Always.
Give me an example.
No, I'm not saying to me.
Okay, no, but give me an example when I was a bitch to someone else, because that'll just be amusing to hear about.
Exactly. No, but see, that's the thing. All the instances are amusing, so it's nothing bad.
Yeah, but tell me one.
Exactly.
I want to be amused.
When you were talking about Corey, when you used to hate him, you were a bitch.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, Corey is cool to hang out with, but he's I don't want to say it, because what if he stumbles on her? No, okay. He's really scuzzy.
Oh, wait, okay,
outfit every single day.
No, wait, he's been dressing like Danny, so at least we know he has one different outfit.
Corey is weird looking, you have to admit. And Corey tried to grab a feel up on Jenny. And
oh my god. Not literally. He tried to ask me out through email, and then I emailed back.
Isn't that so romantic?
Oh my god, so romantic.
It's email.
Almost
Was it MySpace email?
It's better than people sending flowers.
Was it MySpace email?
It was like long stem.
I know, but where'd you get the email on?
No, it was on the school provided email.
Oh my god. What if he encoded it to like sound academic? He's like, Jenny, I think that white pencils are amazing, and when we meet in the library, it's captivating.
Wait a second, say library again?
Library?
You said library.
Well, I didn't mean to.
It was funny.
But, so what if you write something like that on MySpace? Because when someone sends you something on MySpace that's supposed to be meaningful, that just makes them look lazy, because, I mean, you don't have to work to get someone's fucking MySpace, because everyone has a MySpace, and pretty soon it's going to become like this big...
Yeah, with all these friend touring and friend...
No, they're trying to do it. They're trying to network the population. Yeah.
They are, so
mull over that,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah, soon.
Mull that over.
That's where all of our information will be. You will be able to do banking through MySpace.
I know, MySpace is going to become a government-sanctioned thing to participate in. You must be on MySpace.
Yes, all of you must have an account and get your tattooed numbers on your arm.
Oh, should we give out our live journals? Because I don't have friends only to you, so everyone can read them.
Oh, yeah. I don't really care.
Okay, so mine is... My live journal is ever hyphen here. Now that hyphen is the symbol.
Underscore.
I know, but they changed it around, so it's now ever hyphen here dot livejournal.com. So that's E-V-E-R hyphen H-E-R-E dot livejournal.com. And Jenny's is...
My username is Diddle68. It's Diddle68.
And I'm sure we're probably going to get one more hit in our live journal, and that's it. But
you know,
it counts.
Yeah, you know.
You'll get a swell comment.
It's
something.
Pretty cool. I mean, John's journal has some...
I'm sorry that it sounds so amazing.
Yeah, me too. John has some amazing entries concerning concerning annoying.
Oh, I made one about how emo I hate kids.
Yeah, scene kids and emos. But then I
said I listen to The Faint, and then the scene kids was like, scene kids listen to The Faint, and I was like, well, I can fucking like The Faint, so fuck off.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. Scene kids are all like,
they're assholes.
I don't. Yeah, they are assholes. They're just like these beautiful assholes.
Brooke's nice though.
Yeah, Brooke is nice. Brooke, we love you. You're amazing. You're like the most amazing scene kid out there. John, it's clogged.
Can you unclog it for me, please?
I need a safety pin or something. Mom. A fork.
Mom?
She's not listening to you. You keep on calling her and she doesn't listen.
Mom, come be in our podcast.
Yeah, we want to feature John's mommy on
Get Nothing Clue. Mom! Scuttle on in here.
Call her a douche queen.
You are the douche queen. What? Come talk on our podcast.
Yeah, we want to introduce John's mother to Get Nothing Clue. This is John's mom.
Yeah, she's a lovely woman. She's quite charming.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. Oh, do you think you could get me a glass of water? Oh, no, not a glass of water, a plastic fork.
Why do you want a plastic fork?
Or a safety pin?
Yes.
Preferably.
A small, sharp object. Of a...
In use for poking.
Yes.
What is going on here? We're having a... all that's left? Give me that. Jonathan! That is so funny! You spent $125 on that! Are you kidding me? Jonathan, you are out of control. No more. I want the bomb.
Wait, no.
Yes, I want it. It is mine. I bought it. I want it back. And give it to me.
Okay.
Where is it?
I don't know.
Of course you know where it is. It's down by your feet, probably.
No, it's really not. Hey, you don't smoke that though, because that what's in there is mine.
Whatever. There's nothing hardly in here left.
Oh.
Nothing.
I love you, Mom.
Yeah.
Can I have a glass of water? Please? Oh my god, no. Wait, we're gonna listen. Oh, it is. Okay, hi. Sorry about that little delay, but we just listened to my mom, and that was hilarious.
Yes.
I spit soda water out.
Yeah, you just spit sparkling lemon lime aquafina water
everywhere.
Hold on, I want some.
Pour some in my fucking cup. But yeah, so my mom was pretty much hilarious.
Wait, listen.
They can't hear that. The microphone's all the way fucking over here. Yeah, we're gonna stop touching the microphone so that we don't have random loud noises.
Yeah, so it'll just be one
lovely deliverance of our beautiful voices into your brain, in your brain. So I'm gonna check out Firefox.
Yeah.
I'm going online now. Oh, that was hardcore. Oh, tell me about Cassie. She wants to do that in iPhone.
Cassie O'Brien. She is so funny. She, last year we had all of our classes with her.
Yeah.
And so every single day after lunch during math, she would like burp, and it was so big, it would just be the biggest burp ever, and then Mr. Wolf would always just be like, oh, I'm better out than in.
Yeah, because Mr. Wolf's a chauvinistic big man.
Yeah, always talking about defiance and insubordination.
I bet you if we weren't his students, he'd just talk about titties.
Mm-hmm. Probably. He has two left feet, I heard.
I do?
No, I heard Mr. Wolf does.
Mr. Wolf probably has a really small penis.
Why would you even want to know that?
I'm just sure, dude, because he's like, not a very attractive man.
Why? He's in his, like, 40s, and he's a math teacher. What do
Shut
you
up. Oh my god, no. I bet you everyone that we talk about is going to listen to these, like, 20 years from now and hate us.
I know. They'll be like...
They're going to hate us.
We used to think Jen and John were cool, but now we found out they do this.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Because, you know, that's why we don't talk to anyone else at school.
Yeah. But we've been doing it a little bit more lately, because I've been playing hacky sack.
You've been dragging me into the gym, but I get kind of annoyed, because the people still annoy me.
Are you?
do you not like how things are going?
I just don't like all the people in the gym.
I know, neither do I. That's why I've been out by my car. Do you like doing that?
Yeah.
That's fun, because we get to listen to whatever we want, and we get all these mean stares from everybody else, but we don't care.
It's okay. Still kind of awkward having April there.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's too bad, actually. Mm. Like, I know that you two made, like, a big deal out of it, but I was fine.
Are you calling us drama queens?
Yeah.
Definitely not.
You're in high school, everybody's a drama queen. Anyway, let's
no,
move
remember,
on to
we're
more,
supposed to stay out of this.
Let's move on. Yeah, I know. Let's move on to a more interesting subject.
Okay, like MySpace fucking signing on, because MySpace is so clogged that it takes like 10 minutes to fucking sign on.
Oh my gosh, you know what?
And I pay $55 a month for broadband internet, so
we
I want my MySpace.
We talk all this trash about MySpace, but we always go on it. We are...
Well, I just want to know if I got any messages.
It's always one thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's always one thing.
I'm Keith and the girl because she's addicted to MySpace, and I love that show.
We all secretly are. Everybody has some addiction to MySpace because MySpace really.
What if Carson Daly has a MySpace?
Oh, of course he does.
I want to. His pictures of one of his hands is painted black because he's a douchebag like that. You know, where you just paint one finger black.
Usually whenever I paint my fingernails, one finger would always end up staying.
Oh, we need to make an email address for the show.
Oh, yeah, we should.
We will. Next episode, we'll have an email address for
you. Yeah.
Mental note, that probably will get erased, but we'll have an email.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Also, for your fellow MySpacians, John, you're always talking shit about Jeffree Star, and you always go to his page.
Shut up, he's amazing.
Oh, my gosh, whatever. Anyway,
back to what you were saying.
To all of our fellow MySpacians, next show we'll give out our MySpace accounts too, if you guys really want to know, so you can check us out. And then maybe we can, if we get enough listeners, maybe we can make a MySpace for Get
our show.
Clue. Yeah,
that would be amazing.
And then more people would.
We need
to
get a theme
us.
Song.
Yeah. Well, soon we're getting everything in order, so these shows.
I know. This is like
the
Uber shitness of the shit, but you stick with us.
Yeah, stick with us, and we'll get better, and it'll be amazing, just like us.
Thank you
and our listeners, mm-hmm. because you guys are what make us great. Before we even
that
have
is
the
so,
listeners,
that's so
will
cliche.
Be. Yeah, you guys will be.
That's so cliche.
Oh my gosh! Quit looking at Jeffree Star.
Shut up. Jeffree Star's amazing.
Look at somebody different.
Oh, I will. I clicked on a link, but you know MySpace. I clicked on home like 2 years ago.
You're always using that phrase. Get a new one. Yeah, I'm still surprised I haven't gotten a nickname like Jingles or something, because I'm always jingling down the halls and stuff because of my keychain.
Wait, I have like a warning to know when she's coming.
I know. Everybody's like, oh, there's Jenny, because they hear the jingle from my keychains.
And it's not even like a melodic jingle. It's more of a dull ching, ching,
yeah,
ching.
It's just there. And you're like, no, there's Jenny.
Mm-hmm. It's fucked up.
I know. I'm surprised somebody hasn't given me some mean Jingles nickname.
I know. Oh my god, we have to get my mom on the show more often.
I know, that was really funny. We'll try to feature her at least once a week.
I'm almost wanted to call her back in here.
Yeah, that was
Look, mom, can you yell at me some more?
Yeah, that was really good
Bring
for
it
the
on.
Show's rating.
Bring it on!
We may just have to change the show's name to John's Mom's Outburst.
That would be brilliant. We could release a CD.
Yeah.
Of mixes.
It would just be this huge
no, it'd be like her bashing me looped, backed by beats.
Yeah, we'll be able to feature Get Nothing Clue in our magazine when we put that out, and also we'll be telling you where you can get the magazines.
Yes.
Once we get them running. Because we've already started getting this running, and we put this off for a while. So
you know what we should do? We should hide them in bookcases at Powell's.
Yeah, so then people, like maybe some amazing writer will open it up, and they'll see, oh my gosh, what is this magazine? And then they'll see it with
us. A scene, oh my god.
And then they'll be like, oh my gosh, we need to, what's this thing about this podcast? We'll have to give this a bunch of money and be like, you do this for money. And we'll be like, yeah, we're rich and we can make things like The Sims. Oh, by the way, I'm addicted to The Sims right now. I play for hours straight and I spend more time remodeling the house than even playing.
Yeah, well, that's always how it is in the fucking
Yeah,
place.
But I did spend a lot of time working on my gay couple.
Oh my god, no, yesterday she spent 6 hours building a house and playing on The Sims, and then her house burnt down at a barbecue.
Oh my gosh. I know, because if you give The Sims a free will, then they'll fucking try to make something on the grill, and then it'll burn down.
In which the grill is not to be used, that is for decoration.
I know, I didn't want him to use it. I wanted him to go and flirt with the chick and get her in the sack on that vibrating heart bit.
Of course, that's how life goes.
Yeah. Hot date, not as exciting as I thought it would be.
I like hot date. You can make shots.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess I just like, I'm content with the little vibrating bit. That's, I'm content with it.
You don't want to go on a romantic dinner date?
Yeah.
I wish this camera had batteries so we can take pictures of ourselves and put them on our live journal.
Yeah, like, these are pictures of our first and second show.
Yeah.
They can be Vane. Okay. Oh, also, everybody, you guys should check out Vane Space. It's a really funny parody of MySpace.
Yeah, it's really boring, though, after a while.
Well, I don't know, it's kind of cool, because you can make your profile a lot cooler than MySpace can, but it's just this parody imitation MySpace called Vane Space, V-A-I-N. You know how to spell space. .com.
Yeah, you know where you fucking fairies need to go to? It's paperdollheaven.com.
Yeah, John has been addicted to this site.
Paperdollheaven, one word, of course, because it's a fucking URL. But you just dress up flash dolls in clothing.
Yeah, and they're celebrities, and John's addicted to it.
So fun. Because you can make them like, oh, look, they just got a rehab, and they look like crack sores, and then, yeah. You up the ante, style-wise.
Yeah.
And that's always fun. Fucking MySpace. I'm going to LJ. Live Journal's better.
There yeah, so,
Loads right away. Loads right away.
Anyways. Hopefully. Oh my gosh. You guys should really check out John's journal right now. This is a really cool picture. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, Susie 9mm off of DeviantArt. Shout out to her amazing photographer, which I mentioned right here.
Oh, also,
brilliant.
Also...
Yeah. Yes, Mom?
Yeah, so he has a median of 7 days for life and a few addiction problems.
Those have to help.
Well, I don't care how many that fucking dad was. He smoked it way too fast. We need to mellow out in the pot. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean it, Jonathan. Smoked way too much.
Thanks.
Wow. Okay, that was again.
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh, I want to add weird vocal effects.
Anyways,
No, wait. I want to find
one. Wait.
What? I'm gonna stop and add weird vocal effects to that.
You guys should check out my photography website, www.wolfin, W-O-O-L-F-I-N. Oh, wait, no, never mind, scratch that. I spelled that wrong.
No, you didn't.
WOLFIN.net, N-E-T, not to be confused with .com. So check out my photography website, www.wolfin.net.
Okay, so now we're going to add the sample. We're going to add the effects to my mom's voice that you just heard, technically.
Yeah.
Okay, to those of you that just heard that weird backwards beatboxing, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was just like bam on your face.
I made that in like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah.
It was
But that was awesome.
Yeah.
That's why I love audio editing shit, you know.
Yeah, I'm really starting to have a love for this.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
Totally.
I encourage you all to do this kind of thing.
Oh, and next time we do the show, we'll be sober so we can, because this stuff's pretty confusing, and it sounds probably kind of shitty, but...
Yeah, so we'll do an actual show.
Yeah, this is the loose neck show. This is like...
Yeah.
I mean, I hope it's still entertaining with what, you know, the distorted mother rantings and...
I mean, it'll come out funny, but, yeah. You know, we'll have some real shows for you guys. It'll be pretty cool.
Some real ones. This is not even, no. This is like...
This is like demo.
Yeah.
Demo.
Oh, and even though Mom took away the bong, we have my pipe.
Yeah.
That's That's fucking real shit right there. Do you like my new Windows theme?
Yeah, I think it's pretty snazzy.
Yeah, I got this new theme on Windows, and like the fucking start menu is like,
oh, it looks really futuristic.
Yeah, because John won't stand for that default Windows shit. That's not cool.
Gosh, but I have to pee like a racehorse.
I peed out the window before.
Out this window?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you lazy ass.
I seriously have. I was really stoned.
Oh my god.
And I didn't want to leave the room because I didn't want to wake up and be like, are you stoned?
Yeah.
So please visit our live journals. Again, mine is ever-here.livejournal.com.
And mine's diddle68, D-I-D-D-L-E, 68. At livejournal.com.
No, dot livejournal.
Dot livejournal.com.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Jenny, get the fucking terminology right.
Get an effing clue.
Oh, I want to give my phone number and just see who comes by. No, I won't.
Yeah.
That'd be bad.
Maybe.
Give out your phone number, Jenny.
No, I'm okay. Well, I could get out my cell phone number, but, you know, I'm not.
Let's give her MySpaces.
I thought we were going to do that at the next show.
Another time.
Do you want to do it this time?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. Are we going to just give out our emails? Or?
No, MySpace. MySpace URLs. Okay, so mine is myspace.com/electro_John. And that's the symbol of the underscore, so electro_John.
Yeah, and mine is diddle68.
Jenny's is confusing, I mean.
D-I-D-D-L-E.
I will say, Jenny's very confusing.
I'm pretty sure that's mine. John, you should double check to make sure that's mine, because
I'll... You know your fucking MySpace is?
I don't know.
Okay, wait. I'm checking her MySpace. Yeah. I love having Comcast, we'll by the way, because I used to have... I've had dial-up for so many years that this is, like, heaven.
Yeah.
Broadband rocks. How long have you had broadband? Probably, like, ever since I came out. I'm just kidding.
You're an asshole.
I'm just kidding.
You're an asshole.
We will acknowledge that Jenny was not always rich.
I'm not... Oh, my God.
Yeah, step in Jenny's house.
Shut up.
She's very middle class.
Shut up.
I just think it's funny that you get all mad about it.
Because I'm not getting mad about it.
Oh shit, it's on caps lock. I hate that shit. Ow! What the fuck was that? That potato pillow hurt.
Just me throwing a potato pillow at your face.
Just me throwing it back.
Did you call me?
No. You want to talk, though?
Let's chat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm watching the Olympics.
Are you?
Yeah.
How are the Olympics going?
Yeah, there's figure skating right now.
Yeah? My mom's insane, by the way.
Here we go, featuring John's mom again.
Davina's mom's insane. Oh, we have this friend named Davina. Tell him about the Venus incident.
Oh, okay. So, my teacher had me stay after class, and my friend April needed to get a hold of me. So she went to the student teacher that we have in language arts.
By the way, her URL is correct. Anyway, go.
Anyways. The student teacher comes up to me and she's like, April wanted to give me a... Oh my god, sorry, I just saw my profile on MySpace. Pretty funny.
Anyway.
Oh gosh, chocolate.
Yes.
Okay, so the student teacher, she gave me this piece of paper, and so I look at it and I read it and I was like, it's the Venus. And I was like, April will meet you at the Venus. What? And finally, I read it a couple times, and then I was like, oh, April will meet you at Davina's. So I go to the student teacher. I tell the student teacher that. She's like, what? I thought you were talking about, like, some cool coffee shop called Davina's. And I was like, I wanted to check it out. And I was like, no. She said Davina's. It's really not too interesting of a story, but John made it out to be a lot more than it actually was.
It is very interesting. That's smashing.
It's
smashing.
That's smashing, darling.
Smashing, baby! Oh, Austin Powers will never cease to be funny.
No.
And chocolate will never cease to be delicious.
Like my MySpace background.
Yes, my MySpace is great. Because, yeah.
Because because it's so... John has the most vain MySpace. It's just about as vain as Jeffree Star's.
Shut up.
And he did a whole PowerPoint on how vain MySpace was. He didn't even put in one of his pictures, but he put in one of my pictures that had four pictures on it.
Yeah, it was like a four-picture collage. I don't know why he got so mad about that.
Because I just didn't want it on there.
People liked it. They made little snickers when it came on.
Oh, yeah, sure. They're like, there's that lesbian. No, I'm joking. I do.
Jenny, you are a lesbian.
I know, I'm such a lesbian.
So if there's any lesbians that are into crazy chicks on podcasts.
No, man. I want me some dick.
Oh, my God. You would not say that if you didn't have marijuana in your system.
I would.
I want me some dick.
Dick.
Some big dick. How are we going to fucking post this file on the internet? We need to, like, pay for bandwidth or something. What is so fascinating about the potato pillow?
I don't know. I just like it. You guys should see this pillow.
Okay, we shouldn't be surprised if our show crashes and burns.
Yeah, because right now is pretty horrible. We're not really talking about anything.
Yeah, but yeah, you need to hear Mary and Carla, MK. They're like, you're listening to the MK show. MK! It's so great. They're fucking funny. Fucking yes. Mary and Carla, shout out to you. Fuck yeah.
I don't know who they are, but Keith and the Girl is amazing.
Yeah. The way you said Keith, it like rolled off your tongue like a fine wine. Keith and the Girl.
Yeah, so wait, I think there's a subject that should be brought up. It is of John losing his job at the pretzel at the Neon.
Hey, I have free time like a douche's bitch now.
I know, but it was just so great having this gay guy working at a pretzel shop. It was like, he was so great at rolling pretzels. But many of you probably saw him working there.
If you don't live in Minnesota or something, you don't know who's going to listen to this.
That's right.
We're in Oregon, so.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want people that know us to listen to this because, like, we'll get arrested or offend people or something.
Who cares? You know what? Honestly, if this is offending you, then turn it off.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how it would be if you're, like, racist against pretzels or something. Jesus.
Oh my God, I think there's a lot of white supremacists at our school.
There's a lot of...
It just seems like very racist undertones going on around there.
Yeah, a lot of it does. But then a lot of it just seems all gangster-oriented. I mean, we can't... See, our friend Tabitha got in trouble for wearing a pink bandana.
Yeah, because that's pretty hardcore.
Yeah, she's not even allowed to bring it to school anymore because they thought it was gang-related. A fucking pink bandana. Tell me, what gang has a pink bandana?
Watch, we're gonna get like an email. We're gonna fucking pink bandanas, bitch, and you get recognized. Okay, if we get an email like that, we'll apologize.
Yeah.
How about that?
I will. It'll be a sincere apology on my part.
Amazing. It'll just be sweet. We'll have a little party. We'll bring fruit baskets. And...
But yeah, you guys should send us emails so we can so we can read some of them on the air.
That would be awesome. And
that would be so awesome.
I bet if you send an email right now, it'd definitely get read because you're probably the only person listening.
Yeah. Even though this is pre-recorded, so you wouldn't be able to call in anyways.
No, you said emails, not call in. We don't even have a phone. We'd have to buy a new dedicated phone line. I'm not doing that shit.
I'm not talking about that. Okay. We could always tell them what time we record it, and then they could call in while we're recording, except they won't be able to hear what we're talking about.
It's like, so gentlemen and ladies.
We
were
listening to your last show, and we can have a questions on our last show time or something. You know what? Screw it. Let's just talk.
That's what we've been doing. Oh my God, isn't our outfit cute?
Oh, wait, John. Wait, okay, so wait, what's that chick's name again?
Kristen Davis.
Also, Charlotte on Sex and the City. John is dressing her up right now on Paper Doll Heaven.
It's amazing.
Why don't you describe her outfit, John?
I can put a screenshot of it up on my live journal if you're really that interested. Because I got this amazing screenshot program. Look at this.
Wow. Nothing happened.
You'll see it. It's going to come up.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My computer's slow because I only have 128 megabytes of PC 2700 DDR SD RAM.
John is such a nerd.
And John has cotton mouth.
Me too.
Mom!
Yeah, the show might be similar to this. But who knows?
Oh, definitely.
Of course. I mean, if we're recording it here.
I want a cigarette. I don't want an unfiltered one that looks hurt.
I don't. Also, never mind. Also, nothing.
What were you going to say?
I don't know.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. I want to play The Sims.
Fuck you. You're playing The Sims for like 3 hours. It's my turn. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. We'll try to get some sort of... Well, I'll make a GeoCities website for us. And so, this is the end of our first podcast. Get an effing clue.
Wait, how long was that, though?
Oh, it was 47 minutes long.
47 minutes?
Yes.
At least make it an even hour?
No, Jenny. This is long enough. I'm sure they've gotten bored by now.
Yeah, you guys
should probably... We'll let you go. We'll let you leave us today with a nice song.
Chicken McNuggets, shut the fuck up. We'll eat your children and steal your thunder, while peppy torsos that heave and hurl will crunch like nuts in the mouths of squirrels. Now nimble fingers that dance on numbers, we'll eat your children and steal your thunder, while heavy torsos that heave and hurl will crunch like nuts in the mouths of squirrels. Shut the fuck up. Smoky spires do more to turn my joy to sadness than somber thoughts of burning planets. Now clever feet that flicker like fire and burn like candles in smoky spires do more to turn my joy to sadness than somber thoughts of burning planets.
Shut the fuck!
All right. Okay. I don't want